producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hello, folks. How are you? Glad to have you aboard on the program today. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
My name is Scott Hanlon. We want to find out what's on your mind.
Scott's a radio... I can't come up with a rhyme.
You get back
to me. Scotty the radio hottie.
Oh, my.
I can't call you Scott the Radio Snot. That's all I'm coming up with for some reason.
Super Talk coming up today on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Lieutenant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol will be here next hour. Take your calls, questions, and comments on anything related to the rules of the road. Any questions you have for the Highway Patrol, always enjoy our conversation with the folks from the Highway Patrol. We also have Game and Fish folks coming in this week as well, because, of course, the deer gun season is opened up this weekend. Want to answer your questions there. That'll be on Thursday. Always welcome your suggestions on topics or guests for the program. Always welcome them. It's one of the reasons we're 24-7 on social media, talking about different things that are happening out there. You know, I've been a little bit alarmed. You open up any newspaper today, and you're going to see... a story about e-cigarette use by students. And a lot of and this is, the smoke police are very good. They really know how to dominate the news cycle and alarm you and everything else. And, you know, I don't like the idea of kids smoking. I think the whole e-cigarette thing is a farce. I don't think it's anywhere near the threat that, I think it's a tool to get yourself off of, you know, using tobacco, but the smoke police hate that, too. Whatever. I don't want to get into that debate. It bores me. What I am amazed that there's not more discussion about in this survey, and the survey we're talking about is of our kids. These are high school kids in North Dakota. And it's called a Youth Risk Behavior Survey. It's been around for decades. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention put it together, and they do this so they can monitor year to year basically the behavior of kids, all right, and sometimes harmful behavior. So there's smoking and there's all those things in here. But the numbers that just absolutely jump off the page at me, and by the way, just a little more on this survey, a lot of kids take it. So I don't know how many total high school students there are in North Dakota, but 10,000 of the 10,000 kids actually took this survey, okay? So it's a lot of them. It's also anonymous. So they give them this survey, and, you know, it's not like you got to put, you know, Todd Mitchell smoked a cigarette. You know, your name is not associated with this. It's an anonymous survey, and the idea being you get more candid, honest answers as part of this. So there's some secret sauce in how they go about asking these questions and whatnot. But, so anyway, large number of students and some alarming answers, in my mind. Alarming. Okay? And this is 9 through 12th graders. Okay? 9 through 12th graders we're talking about. How many of you felt sad or hopeless almost daily for 2 or more weeks in the past year? Highest number since 2005, 27%. How many of you attempted suicide one or more times in the past year? I mean, actually, attempted suicide. 9%. It was 6% when that was asked a decade ago. 2 years ago, it was 12%. They do this every other year. And now 9%. So darn near 1 in 10. You line up. I mean, take your child and 9 of their friends, line them up. One of them in the last year attempted suicide. Almost one. That is a real wake-up call in my mind. There's some more here. Planned a suicide attempt in the past year, 14%. That stayed pretty steady. Seriously considered a suicide attempt, 16%. Okay, so you have 16% seriously considering, 14% planning, and 9% actually attempting to kill themselves. High school students in North Dakota. Now, what should our reaction to that be? One could be, I don't believe it. It's kids saying stuff that isn't true. They're just kind of trying to get a reaction out of people, and they're just putting that down on the paper. And no, actually, there might be some of that. And you got to figure there's some people that are doing that just to be stupid. But, when you got 10,000, I think you weed out a lot of that. I'm alarmed by this. This worries me. Because when you, no matter your age, but when you lose hope, wow, it's hard to climb out of that hole. And those are alarming numbers. I'm alarmed by it. I guess I'll ask you, should I be alarmed by it? Are you alarmed by it? Do we spend enough time talking to our kids about that? I mean, I see this and say, okay, I got a sophomore in college, got a junior in high school, and a seventh grader. When's the last time I sat down and said, do you ever think about suicide? Or I can't think of, I've never done it. Now, a lot of conversations with our kids about all kinds of things, and if I had any thought whatsoever that there was, patterns are changing here, something's not right, shutting everybody else off. I saw any signs, I think I'd be the first to say, dear, let's get serious about this. And have not. On the other hand, when I'm saying, okay, I can take our son or daughter and line them up with, 9, 10 of their friends, and you're going to pull one out of that group that's attempted suicide, another that's seriously considered it, another one's planned it. We got a problem here, don't you think? A lot more than they're using e-cigarettes. Hey, give me a break. Look, I understand everybody's going to have their area, but this is the number. These three numbers are the numbers that have me going, wow. That is really, that's a wake-up call in my mind. Just jumped off the page at me. In addition to being perplexed by how some things were more newsworthy than others on this. I'm curious if you agree or disagree. You tell me what you think. And then one other little story that I wanted to spend some time on today was, it's another survey, but it's actually a poll that was taken by a news organization in North Dakota about refugees. We have a high percentage of refugees per capita from the Refugee Resettlement Program. You've probably heard about that. A lot of that's been in the news. And so Valley News Live did a survey to say, what do you think about all this? And Fargo is the number one spot. I think Bismarck is number two, Grand Forks number three, or Grand Forks and Bismarck might be flip-flopped in that as far as the numbers that come in. North Dakota gets its allotment from the State Department. You will take this amount. LSS brings them in and says, here we go. And 57% of people, they did cast in Clay County because, again, Fargo-Moorhead was the number one area. So this isn't statewide. I would argue, actually, the number would be higher if it were statewide for reasons I'll explain here in a little bit. But 57% said they oppose continued resettlement of refugees in the Fargo-Moorhead area. And most of it's a funding issue. They're saying, LSS, if you want to bring these people here, you pay for it. You do it. You go raise the funds. Don't put it on taxpayers. The alarming thing here is I can't go to LSS and say, okay, how many of the refugees that you brought here are self-sufficient? How many require government services? How many have a job? How many have had an interaction with law enforcement? The numbers don't exist. I don't know if nobody asks. I got to think the reason they don't is they don't want to know. They don't want to know. Now, here's a bizarre thing. Chris Berg, who does a television show for Valley News Live, talked to David Todd, who's the chief of the Fargo Police Department, and just said, you know, look, if you arrest somebody, are you putting down their ethnic background? Are you tying it at all to, okay, what percentage of refugees, what percentage of new Americans are you interacting with? Because Fargo's had a rash of this. And he said, no, our software doesn't even have it. So I don't know if the software makers are all PC or what, but there's not even a place they can put it down in their reporting. It doesn't exist. I don't think most of us, when we say we don't want this, are heartless. In my opinion, I really don't. I think we want some accountability with it. And it's not here. There's some national security issues here that need to be addressed as well. So probably a few of those factors. Anyway, a couple of things I think are worthy of a little chat today on what's on your mind. So you tell me if you agree and give me a call.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables Tools here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue Southwest Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Big Flavor Hotline, open for your questions or comments today at 800-228-0550. Bismarck Mandan, easy. You can drop the 701, just go 258-0550, local call there, to join us on the program. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Have I depressed everybody with this suicide stat here?
Yeah, Mr. Happy. Thank God it's not Friday.
Not every day can be jump up and down happy.
Yes, it can be. It's possible.
You know, maybe you want to talk about the new NDSU helmets. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Do you know why they have different helmets and different uniforms and change it up once in a while?
I don't. By the way, you're supposed to be Scott the Radio Hotshot. Those are the best headline, too.
No, thank you.
What?
Recruits now, potential recruits, ask for them. The coaches have talked about this where they're like, you know, are you going to do different uniforms? How's my education going to be? Am I going to play? What kind of program is it? How many national championships have you won? How many uniforms are you going to use throughout the year? And you're going to switch up I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen. Which, you know, again, I guess, I'm kind of thinking we got to worry about the important stuff. You get to decide what the important stuff is, but I mean, when I see suicide statistics like that as a parent, I buckle the knees. I really do, and maybe we're just at that. We just want to talk about that stuff, right? Talk about it. Well, where is that going to get us? I don't know. And the only reason not to talk about it is if we think that it's not accurate. You don't buy it. You don't believe it. Survey's flawed or whatever. But I think that's whistling past the graveyard. I really do, in my opinion. But, all I do here is share an opinion or two and welcome yours, which are more important than mine. So you let me know what you think. I think that's, and I want to say this about refugee resettlement. I mean, some of the stories you hear about the Sudan and things that happen and, you know, the brutal torture and rape and, you know, it's awful. No question about it. It is. And on the other hand, I think, look, if we've got work to do in the United States of America to help neighbors in need. And so we can all do our part there. What I don't like is the idea that LSS, Lutheran Social Services, can give us a bunch of happy talk about, oh, no, they come, they work, and not back it up with any stats. And then, look, there's not huge numbers in North Dakota. Per capita, we're a lot. You know, I think Minnesota gets like 2,000 a year in refugee resettlement of the 70,000 nationwide. We get somewhere in the neighborhood of 600 in North Dakota over the years, okay? And it's spiked up, but it's, again, not huge, huge numbers in a state of 700,000 people. On the other hand, do you like your taxes going up? Should someone just be able to say, to me, LSS, great idea. Go raise the dollars and make the case that you're going to ultimately care for these people and help assimilate these people into the communities. I don't think that's heartless at all. So I get why people in large numbers, 57% say no more. No more. I don't think they're heartless. I think they're saying, time out. I want to know. I want to, for one, with everything going on in the Middle East right now, just give me a basic, simple vetting process on how you know someone isn't looking to get a free ride to the United States to come here and do us harm. How do we know that? What's the screening process? What happens? And you've got an administration that's saying more, 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 and there's no accountability. Don't get it at all. All right, let's go to the phones here. You heard my take. I want yours now. Tim in Fargo on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. It's on your mind.
Scott, why is why not do an audit on the Lutheran Social Services? I'm assuming that they're a nonprofit, so they're so that information should be available, and find out exactly how much money they're actually getting from the Obama administration to do this, because it's a question of following the money. Your thoughts?
It is. That's why I say I think 57% of people saying don't want this anymore is because they want to follow the money. And again, you can't get simple answers on that. Stats came out suggesting there was an all new high number of refugees that were being mandated would come to North Dakota to be distributed between Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks by the State Department. And LSS was asked, okay, you know, who pays for all this? They said, well, we loan them money, and they have to pay back the dollars for the travel, for instance. When they come, they're on, you know, they're given a stipend that is very short in duration. And then you see a story saying, like, I forget the number, but like 70%+ of the refugees who are loaned money to buy a ticket to come over don't pay it back. So LSS is saying, well, they have to pay that back. Well, are they paying it back? I mean, there's so many questions that need to be answered. That's just one of many. So I'm with you, Tim, all the way. Ed Minot, what's on your mind?
I'm going to ask a question about the suicide problem seems to be having. Looks to me like it's pretty much just a human deal. Correct me if I'm wrong, but out in nature, I don't think the animals pursue that type of thing. So I don't know what the heck way of thinking or what's going on, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm grasping what you're saying. Are you saying are humans the only ones that commit suicide?
It seems to me like it. In the animal world, they're not. They're trying to survive, you know. Where the humans are, I don't know. There's a slim amount of them that are trying to, commit themselves to death.
I would think that's superior. Yeah, right. We're superior beings, but probably also a little more complex too, right?
Right.
So just, have that additional layer. I mean, I don't think anyone that kills themselves is in a normal state. I think they have a disease of some kind, a mental illness.
Well, animals must go through that, too. I mean, it's the instinct is to survive that we were, brought to this earth on, so.
Yeah, no, interesting angle, Ed. Thank you, Mike and Bismarck. When we come back, others waiting, too. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA is celebrating Bison football. Come on in to any PetroServe USA location and register to win your share of $10,000 in cash. That's right, two $500 gift cards are given away every single week at a PetroServe USA location near you. Your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters. With everything you need for game day, get the best deal in town on propane fills. There's Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizzas just $5.99. PetroServe USA is also home to the 4 for 4 special, where you get 4 items, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies, all for only $4. 4 for 4 all day, every day, at a PetroServe USA location. And at Bison Apparel, it's the best of the best, and at an incredible deal at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come on in, stock up for tailgating, load up on the Bison gear, and get yourself registered, too, at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And go Bison!
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's true, folks. There's a holiday special now from MyPillow. If you buy a MyPillow, they extend the 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, so you have 4 months to try the pillow risk-free. How about that, huh? Yeah, so this, again, I've always said, this is you can't go wrong. You try this thing. I used to say sleep on it 59 nights. Now we have to, you know, double that. Send it back. Totally risk-free. 4 months now to just make sure it's perfect. It's just right. There's a 10-year warranty, too. It'll never go flat. You ever don't like it, you send it back, they send you another one. And you get the two-for-one deal. It's a great deal. The two-for-one deal is the Scott Special when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. Mike in Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
I am. Are you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think what one of the callers said about, you know, getting an audit, there must be audit information available on LSS, and that's a good idea. You know, if as much of that can be shared in the public domain, the results of those audits as possible, I know it'll help me in making up my mind, you know, as to what I think about, you know, resettlement or refugee issues. So I think that's a good idea. Because, well, it's just nice to know the background on where our tax dollars are going. I also heard this morning that our tax dollars, there's like four or five people in the governor's office, appointees, that got between, what was it, $18,000 and $32,000 in bonuses recently or something. And that kind of surprises me, too, because I know it's hard to recruit people, especially out west. God bless them. You know, out in the Lewiston, Dickinson, Watford area. And I can see bonuses and raises going there, but wow, it just surprised me that the governor's appointees got huge raises. It'd be nice also if we get more information on that.
Where did you see that, Mike? I don't know if I've read that story.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard that it's the AP has it, so I guess. You know, I haven't delved in it yet. I'm parked over by the side of the road. No, I haven't gotten to the source, but I'm sure going to check it out. I guess the AP, I don't know. You might have quicker access to it than I would. But anyway,
I just hadn't seen or heard that anywhere, so I was kind of curious. I'll check it out, though.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
Find out what the scoop is there. Because I would agree with you. I think bonuses in a government paid job is something that's going to raise a few questions. But I appreciate you calling. Thank you. 800-228-0550. Let's see here. There are some comments on the suicide stats on our Facebook page. Kathleen says, guess the survey didn't ask why. We encourage parents not to let their students take these surveys. More data collection. Stop Common Core in North Dakota. I don't know. As a parent, I'm fine with the surveys. These are anonymous surveys. So it's not data collection as in tying a name to a particular issue. I think it's identifying a problem. I wouldn't agree with you, Kathleen, on it being a bad idea to collect the data. Seems like that's sort of putting your head in the sand.
Colleen, yeah, you want to do research. You want to find out what's going on, and that's research. That's what you do.
That's one more piece of information. I got to tell you what, it's got me thinking, am I talking to our kids enough about this? So at a minimum, it does that. Colleen says, and we don't let them pray. Yeah. that's one area that could help. I will agree with you there, Colleen. Thank you. Dan says, anyone who's a parent knows that teens will go in a funk. And they're subject to these feelings as they learn to be adults and deal with hormonal changes. Parents and peers talking with them can help and almost always will get through it and grow from the struggle. Good comments, Dan. Thank you. Don says, let's see, not the kids' fault, surely, not the school curriculum's fault, nope, not the parents, yep, you guessed it, too many conservatives pushing Christian values, yep, that's got to be it. I think he's not being completely serious with us there, Todd. I don't know, you decide.
Yeah, probably not.
Let's see here. Claudine says, if only young people could understand that there is a purpose for their lives, that whatever is hurting them now won't always be hurting them, and there are people out there that care about them. Kind of our job, isn't it, Claudine? As parents, as folks that care about them? Kenny says, well, the constant social media at hand, with all the constant social media at hand, they are reminded about what they missed out on 5 minutes ago in another class. The cyberbullying goes on constantly from stupid things. You looked at me wrong in the hallway. I'm taking to Twitter and trashing you in 10 seconds.
It's certainly a phenomenon you and I didn't grow up with. We didn't have that immediate change of the world of social media.
No kidding. And Kenny says that's most of the problem. Pat says, so what teen in all of history didn't experience some glum feelings? Natural occurring hormone changes affect teens in many ways. All right, so some of you, you know, not too alarmed about this. Interesting takes. Appreciate it. John and Bismarck back on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Your take. Hello, John.
John, yeah, this is John.
Hello, John. Go ahead.
Hey, surveys are surveys. You know, people, especially teens these days, they are super sensitive. So they get in a lot of trouble when a lot of people are isolated nowadays. And they don't get the interaction like they used to years ago with all the computers and stuff going on. So people are really super sensitive. But, you know, surveys are surveys. I was in the trucking industry for 25, 26 years. And about the time, about 5 years before this sleep apnea stuff started, they started giving out surveys to people when they came for their physicals. And there were five questions on them. Four of them usually answered no, but one was about if the conditions were right and you just ate and you were going to lay down, maybe you'd close your eyes for 15 minutes. And most people would say, well, yeah, that sounds reasonable. You know, I'll take a little power nap. Well, you know, as the surveys went on, the sleep apnea groups for the National Transportation Safety Board got involved, and they got these surveys back, and there was an overwhelming amount of people that wanted to sleep on the job, so that they blamed truckers for all the accidents out on the street. So, you know, I don't put a lot of stuff into surveys because that's what they are. So people are conjuring up things. I'm a suspicious individual anyways, but people are conjuring up this stuff with surveys about what's going on in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I guess on the if I really wanted to look at this in a Pollyanna way, I'd say, you know, they're not really going to do that. They're just thinking about it. On the other hand, if I want to be proactive about it, I'm going to say, hey, with social media, with all the other pressures, so I'm going to go out of my way to have a conversation about it. I'm not going to blow it off. Appreciate the call. Paul, heading to Minot on the road, listening to us on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul.
I lost a good friend about, I say, 10 years ago to suicide. And he had some life difficulties that he didn't know how to deal with. A lot of it stemmed from growing up issues, but a lot of this, I believe, is we have making everything to society. There's, and I mean this in a nice way, there's no winners, there's no losers. You have to learn to lose in order to be a good winner and how to deal with life tragedies. When you don't know how to deal with disappointments, I think people fall into that black hole that they get into that they just can't get out of because maybe they've never experienced it, or they haven't had anybody, you know, explain to them how to deal with a loss or a defeat, a personal defeat or something like that.
Yeah, and
because
a lot of times
when you're in sports and you lose, your coach says, come on, guys, pick it up. You got next week to go. Let's go. Forget about it. It's over.
That's a good point.
I just think a lot of people can't get over that. And yes, there are people who are going to have mental issues. But I think a lot of society, they just don't know how to deal with problems anymore because they don't face them.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, they're not going to tell you that at school for the most part, right? And
right.
As you say, society doesn't, so that's a real parent thing. I mean, you will have trouble in this world. There will be
right. Bad
times, and you will lose games, and you will lose relationships, and you will lose friends, and you will lose money, and you will, you know, some really awful bad things are going to happen. The character is built on what you do in response to them, right?
Right, exactly. And there will be new people that help. And I just thought I'd interject that into the conversation for you guys.
Well, it may very well explain why these numbers are a little bit, spiking and alarming and because of, again, that sort of mentality. But
exactly.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Paul. Thank you, Glenn and Mandan. You're on What's on Your Mind?
Yeah, I don't believe in all the calls you had. Anybody has mentioned the parenting aspect of this. And with this survey, it would be interesting to know, it would be interesting to know how many parents knew that their child had went through this.
What's your guess, Glenn? 1 in 10?
Yeah, I mean, do the parents know that these children are thinking about this?
Yeah, I bet they don't, and that's why I say my reaction to the story was, gosh, if I asked, okay, here's a survey that said, you know, if I had 10 of your friends over here and we lined you all up, one of you would have actually attempted suicide in the last year. That's not you, is it, honey? I mean,
yeah.
Have you thought that way? And be honest with me, if you have, let's talk about it, right? So, because I think the survey prompts that kind of conversation because it's real. It's right there. It says, hey, if it wasn't you, it was them. Why? You know, why do you think they felt that way?
Well, and you know, and I'm not going to go back into history or anything, but, you know, it used to be when a boy or a girl was growing up, they had a whole background of people. They had their parents. They had their grandparents, they had their aunts, their uncles, to direct them in the right direction. And we don't have that anymore.
We don't.
Nope.
We don't. I mean, there's less and less of that assistant parenting. You're absolutely right. Jason Weinmeier, what's on your mind?
Well, I guess the only thing I'd like to bring up, Scott, is my child is a little bit bigger than the other kids when he was growing up. But I used to see, you know, firsthand from the schools how they would handle when there was problems. I would get emails telling me that, you know, my kid had broken a pencil and that he's going to be on detention and stuff like that. And I know when I was growing up, you know, you had principals and superintendents that could take care of situations like that.
Boy, that's a good one. Broke a pencil. Get yourself to school. Take care of it. Jason, hang on. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. More coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at PVE Scheffler. They have a title mapping team that provides their clients with a collaborative team of attorneys and surveyors and GIS specialists and industry experts that provide complete title mapping and management solutions. You don't want to take chances. Call Jeff Holcomb, 701-628-4554, or check him out online at pvescheffler.com. Jason and Winemere, we had to go to the break there, so I didn't want to give you a chance to finish your thoughts and leave others waiting as well behind you. Go ahead.
Well, I guess that's all I wanted to say. As you guys talk about the bullying and stuff like that, I think a lot of this stuff also is how out of hand that it is, that nobody can say anything bad to anybody or nobody can discipline kids anymore, especially the parents even. And one more thing I'd just like to add to this conversation. I watch a site on Facebook where this Bloomberg is always trying to talk about taking guns away from people. And they're trying to relate fixing the suicide problem by basically taking all your guns away. Like, you know, if you take everybody's gun away, then nobody's going to commit suicide anymore.
Oh, man, it just shows how idiotic they are. As if you couldn't jump off some building or run in front of a bus or a subway. I mean, that's crazy. It's just crazy. I mean, but again, try and get any logic out of their gun grabbing at all. It just defies logic, and it really... just explains what a tough job we have and to keep plugging away. Jason, appreciate your call. I have a bunch of calls here, and I want to get everybody in on this topic today. Really value the input, the discussion, the dialogue, so give everybody a chance to have a say here. Steve on the road, you're next.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
A little bit low, but go ahead and shout it out loud, Steve.
Okay, check this out, man. I mean, a lot of this with kids and stuff nowadays, It's just straight from, you know, a lot of coddling that's going on in our society. And I'm not sure if it's some type of, you know, psychological plot to just kind of, you know, make our kids, you know, think that they're winners. And I was always taught that when you lose, take it as a positive to make yourself stronger. And some people seem to think that you got to give somebody a trophy even if they lose. Well, how do you learn anything from that?
Yeah.
You know, I was raised to where when you lose something, that gives you incentive to stand up and go that much harder. And that way, when you won it, you appreciated it a whole lot more than getting a trophy for just being a loser.
Good point, Steve. Thanks. David Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, you know, this is not a new issue, as far as I'm concerned. My children who are 30, my two youngest who are 32 and 34, before they got into high school, they knew more kids that had committed suicide that I did, that I know in my lifetime, and I graduated from high school in 1965.
Right. I mean, there is definitely something going on here. There's no doubt about it. Because we all know people. I know people that have, you know, have kids that have committed suicide, and it's there. It's real, and that's why I think you need to talk about this stuff. I don't, you know, I'm not going to dismiss the survey results. Yeah.
It is very real, and I've also experienced that I lost a son-in-law, and it's, and I had no clue, you know, how far he was gone, and there's something it's got to be up front and out in the open, and we've got to talk. It's just that it's been traumatic since then. So
yeah, I'll tell you one small little story, David. There was a police officer in Fargo by the name of Jeff Scusa, who I knew, who committed suicide.
Right.
And I knew him over the years just having interacted with him. And I one day was taking my daughter out of class, out of school to have lunch. They could once a week, if her grades were good, we'd take her out to lunch, right? And we're out to lunch at a place, and I see Jeff across the way, and he's all alone eating. And he looked honestly a little bummed out, right? And I thought, gosh, I hope he's okay. I mean, that was my instant thought. I hope he's okay. I mean, that's a tough job, law enforcement, right? And my inclination was to want to go over and say, hey, you doing okay? I didn't, because my daughter was along, and our kids get interrupted enough from family time, from different things that are related to work and people saying hello, which happens. It's not a big deal, but I didn't, mostly because it would upset her. He killed himself about a month later. I always regretted that, because I think there's just little things like that where you can, you know, when you just have an inkling or you see somebody that just, you know, hey, a smile at them, for crying out loud, a total stranger in the checkout line at the grocery store, if you smile at them, you can make a difference. We all can. Yeah, we can.
Exactly. I think you got it. You hit it. And I think you just, I also think we need to be a lot friendlier, where there's too much BS going around, and we need to be a much friendlier, much more accepting country. People.
You're exactly right. No. I have a business partner who uses the line, be an encourager. And, you know, it's so easy to do, but none of us do it enough. Appreciate the call. Don in Watford City got about a half a minute for you. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, whatever happened to being a community? I I was a scoutmaster for 7 years with my kids, and I cared about all the kids, and I would be attentive to them. You know, I mean, I worked hard all week, and at the end on Tuesday night, I would hustle. I'd hustle home so I could have the meeting with the guys, and I would set up. You know, again, the thing is that we need to talk to. Not just our own kids, the other kids.
You bet. Good suggestions, Don. Be a community. Be out there. Be an encourager. Slap them on the back. Say good job. Well done. Thanks.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals open or closed, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.